Keiko/Judy has pigtails, huge dark eyes, free-sized sweatshirt making her breasts a mystery, and something so determinedly carnal in her expression that Case finds it unnerving. Big End would recognize the image toggle instantly. Childlike innocence and hard-boiled come-on alternating at some frequency beyond perception. She goes back to Parkaboy's email. Judy Tsuzaki, 5'11" and about as Japanese as you are, aside from the DNA. Texas, 27, bartender in this place down the street from Musashi's. What we did to up the wattage for Taki, aiming to maximize libidinal disturbance, we shot this long, tall Judy, then reduced her by at least a third in Photoshop. Cut and pasted her into Musashi's kid sister's dorm room at Cal. Daryl did the costuming himself, and then we decided to try enlarging her eyes a few clicks. That made all the difference. Judy's epicanthic folds are long gone. The way of the modest bust nature intended for her, actually we've got her wrapped up in an ace bandage for the shot, but nothing too tight. And the resulting big round eyes are pure anime magic. This is the girl Taki's been looking for all his life, even though nature's never made one, and he'll know that as soon as he lays eyes on this image. The other attachment. She opens it, something in felt pen kanji, with multiple exclamation marks. That's Keiko's inscription. You'll need to get someone Japanese, preferably young and female, to write this on the printout for you. I'll spare you the translation. As to hooking you up with Taki, I've been working on that while Musashi did the glamour photography. It's coming along, but I haven't wanted to move too quickly, as our boy seems a little erratic. Keiko has just sent him word that a friend of hers will be arriving in Tokyo and has a surprise for him. We'll get back to you when I have his response. Are you there on business? I hear they actually eat raw fish. She stands up, walks backward until her thighs bump the edge of the bed, throws up her arms and falls back in snow angel fashion, staring up at the white ceiling. Why has she come here? Is there now some new and permanently non-undoable snarl in her trailing soul tether? She closes her eyes, but it has nothing to do with sleep. It only makes her aware that they currently seem to be a size too large for their sockets. The doormen are carefully neutral as she leaves the Hyatt in 501s and the Buzz Ricksons, declining their offer of a car.